From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. That is their website. And again, the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Our partners here trying to help out people, and the Doc has been doing this for years and years and years. He comes on the program every other 3 weeks, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, every other 3 weeks. So Doc comes on, Ben comes on in 3 weeks, and then Doc comes back, and here he is. Doc Wallach, of course, is with criticalhealthnews.com, and he has done more for the medical community and for people's health than anybody I know. Doc, welcome back, my friend.
Well, thank you so much, George. You are the greatest, and I appreciate being your guest.
Well, thank you. I want to talk with you about lots of things tonight. We'll be taking some calls, but you and I had a chance to talk briefly last week about COVID-19, and you have uncovered something pretty fascinating in terms of looking at data and people who get it and people who don't based on their geography and where they are and what they're eating. Tell me about that.
Well, I'm a pathologist, and I've been trained to kind of track things, and what I was seeing is a big difference between Asian countries and people of European origin. And, when you look at, for instance, let's just compare Florida, which had 4,000 new cases last night.
Okay.
They had 300,000 bikers come in, and there you go. So, anyway, let's compare Florida with Taiwan. Both of them have about 22 million people, and Taiwan has 955 infections, not quite 1,000.
That's it?
That's it?
Jeez.
Yep, out of 22.5 million people, they have 955 infections, 9 dead. Same population, Florida has 1,952,897 infections and 32,000 dead. So what's the difference between Florida and Taiwan? Well, Taiwan is a classic Asian country, and they live on rice and sweet potatoes and corn and maize, and they live on beans and squash and seaweed, which they get their trace minerals from by eating seaweed, okay, from the ocean.
Everything I really don't like to eat other than the rice.
Okay. Now, the Floridians are 40%, 50%, 60%, depending on what county you're talking about. We're looking at Hispanic. We're looking at black and also the indigenous peoples. They have like 5 or 6 different Indian tribes, all of which just eat wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Let's look at another comparison. Let's look at the UK with 67 million people and Thailand with 67 million people. Thailand has 26,000 infections. Thailand has 26,000 infections and 83 dead. And the UK has 4.1 million infections and 123,000 dead.
Jeez.
Huge difference. Well, the UK is the gluten country. They're the ones that took wheat around the world, so their sailors, wherever they went, would have, English bread and live on oatmeal for breakfast like the Scottish and so on. We can look at another great comparison here, Mexico versus Japan, a classic Asian country, Japan, and a classic Hispanic country, Mexico. They both have 127 million people. And the Japanese have, 8,237 dead. They have 438,000 infections. Mexico has 185,000 dead and 2 million infections. What's the difference?
Data is unbelievable, Doc.
Oh, yeah. And the Japanese live on rice, sweet potatoes, beans, and Mexico lives on and drinks wheat, barley, rye, and oats.
Lots of flour,
Flour, tortillas.
Tortillas and things like that, which is their staple.
Let me give you
staple.
One closer to home here, if I may. Let's look at New Mexico, which has the highest rate of Hispanics in their population, 48% Hispanics in New Mexico. They have 3,839 dead, 187,000, almost 188,000 infections. Now, you look at the, let's look at New Zealand, which also has indigenous peoples, okay? They have 2.5 times the population, okay? New Mexico has 2 million, and New Zealand has 5 million, so 2.5 times. They have 26 dead.
Jeez.
And 2,384 infections. And I could go on and on. I have, all
Well, if I'm hearing you right, what you're saying is that diet has a tremendous effect on one's ability to come down with COVID-19 or fight it off.
Yeah. May I give you the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 states who have the highest rates? They're all over a million infections, okay? And, for instance, California has 39% Latinos and 8% black, and they have 3.5 million infections and 51,000 dead. Texas has 39% Hispanic and 14% black. They have 2.6 million infections and 43,000 dead. Florida has 25% Latinos and 18% black. They have 1,900,000 infections and 30,000 dead. New York has 19 Hispanics and 19% black. They have 1.6 million infections and 47,000 dead. The last two I'm going to give you, one is Illinois, 17,000 Latinos and 16,000 black, 181,000 infections and 22,000 dead. And the last one, there's a couple more going to be over a million by tomorrow. The last one, Georgia, is 9.5% Latino, but they're 34% black. They have 1,006,187 infections and 17,000 dead. And that's because what happens here, George, is the gluten in the flour tortillas and the beer and the spaghetti and the pancakes and waffles and oatmeal for breakfast and cream of wheat and all that kind of stuff, and bread and flour tortillas, kills their villi in their intestines, literally kills it. That's why a three-year-old, age is another factor. Three-year-olds, they get the COVID-19, and they get common cold-like symptoms for 3 to 5 days. Their temperature goes up a half a degree. You can't even, call it
right.
a fever.
And then they fight it off.
They fight it off, and in 3 to 5 days, they're perfectly normal. They have all the antibodies. They're good to go. Well, somebody who's 23, 33, 43, 53, 63, and 73, when they get the COVID, and they've been eating all this gluten all their life, oatmeal for breakfast and cream of wheat and breakfast of champions and pancakes and waffles and French toast and spaghetti and pizza crust and beer and so on. They're in trouble. They go to the hospital and are on respirators for a month or two or three, and many will die. And that's because their intestines are dead, and they cannot absorb nutrients. Even if they're supplementing, George, they can't absorb nutrients. And what happens here, their bone marrow dies. And you know of people who go to the doctors once a month for an iron injection or B12 injection because of prescriptions, iron pills and B12 pills didn't work for them because they couldn't absorb because their intestines are dead because they're eating gluten. And these are the people who cannot make white blood cells or antibodies to go and kill and eat the viruses. Now, these are also the people, George, who are not going to respond properly to the vaccine. Vaccines do not kill the viruses. Vaccines just alert your body to the bad DNA and RNA. And when the virus comes, your body is supposed to release the white blood cells from the bone marrow and the antibodies from the bone marrow to go through the bloodstream to kill and eat the virus.
So what you're saying, though, is if you're eating badly, poorly, and we'll go through some of these foods that you recommend people eat, that people are more susceptible, primarily Latinos, African Americans, because of their diet?
And indigenous peoples.
And indigenous peoples, because of their diets.
Yeah.
A lot of people who are Caucasian, they're eating that kind of food too, though, right?
Well, you go down the list. Out of 100,000 infections in their groups, the indigenous peoples in America, the Native Americans, the Indian tribes, have the highest rate of death, 210 dead per 100,000. The blacks have second, 155 per 100,000. Pacific Islanders, Hawaii, has 150 per 100,000. The whites have 120 per 100,000. Latinos have 120 per 100,000. And the Asian Americans have 75.
Why isn't the CDC jumping all over this and saying, folks, we got to look at your diet. In addition to everything we're doing, supplementation, vaccines, whatever, you got to look at your diet. Why aren't they saying that?
Well, because they don't think diet is important. They think the only thing is vaccinations. They think the only thing is antibiotics. That's how they get trained in school. If you look at Fauci, he said this COVID thing is going to be a nothing. I have film of him on TV interviews saying this is a nothing, just wear a mask, wash your hands and distance, it'll be gone in a couple of weeks. Well, what did we get for listening to Fauci? Right now, as of this morning, George, we have 29,801,506 infections and 540,574
people dead. I think that might include some flu people, but it's still dead people.
Well, no, this is all just COVID.
You believe those stats? You believe their stats?
Well, let's just believe them for the moment, okay? You can not believe them if you don't want to, but let's believe it for the moment. When you look at Arlington Cemetery, our military cemetery in D.C., has 400,000 graves from the Civil War till now. Fauci got us 29.8 million infections and 540,000 dead in the year and a half.
Doc, hold on. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and start taking phone calls for the rest of this hour and next hour as well. We're going to see if we can help you. Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Let's start a new record, criticalhealthnews.com. Hit the website with your smartphone on your desktop and just have some fun. And also download their free app, Critical Health News, in your app store. Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. And we're going to take calls this half hour with Doc Wallach and hopefully help you. And then we'll take calls next hour, of course. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you along with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. So, Doc, what do you recommend food-wise for people to help kind of build up this immune system? And why is food so important to doing that?
Okay, well, it's important for two reasons. One is the source of nutrition. Okay, our bodies require 90 essential nutrients to maintain and repair itself. Okay, you don't just put dirt in your car and hope there's oil in the dirt. Okay, you put oil in your car. Same way, you need to be putting vitamins and minerals in your body instead of just eating well. Any doctor who tells you that should go to jail for murder, okay? You can't get everything you need from your food. Plants only need three elements. We need 90. Then, when you're looking at diet, the Asians are a gluten-free diet, okay, so they don't damage your intestines, so they have almost 100% absorption until they're 115, you know, super centenarians, and they get to be over 100 more than anybody else, and that's because they're eating gluten-free foods, maize, a.k.a. corn, rice, sweet potatoes, beans, squash, and seaweed. We actually have two great seaweed products, which we like to use along with our 90 essential nutrients. I've been doing that for 50 years. And so that way, you're going to get what the Asians get. Now, for breakfast this morning, or every morning, breakfast for, 25 years, I have two slabs of smoked salmon, sockeye salmon from Alaska, wild caught. I have three poached eggs with soft yolks. Yolks got to be soft. Hard-boiled eggs won't count. And then you have to, I ate three big scoops, ice cream scoops full of wild rice. Can't be fried rice. Can be wild or brown.
And this is for breakfast now?
Yeah, just breakfast. Okay, and then I have 2 4-ounce cups of the yogurt that's gluten-free and sugar-free. And then, of course, I take all my 90 essential nutrients, my rebound.
Right, you supplement and all that stuff.
Very heavily. For 73 years now, George.
Well, did the Asians luck out with their diet? I mean, I'm sure they didn't think this is going to prevent this and that. They probably were doing it at the right time, at the right place?
Right time, right place, but they're very good observers, okay? And they said, you know, people who eat that way don't do very well, and people who eat this way do very well, so we're going to eat this way instead of that way.
Yeah, interesting.
Okay? And, you know, I've got comparison after comparison, and when you have a high Hispanic group, it's not a racial thing. You have a high black group, you're in trouble. It's not a racial thing. It's a cultural thing. It's what they eat. I can take 100 black people and feed them like an Asian, and they'll do perfect. I can take 100 Asian people and feed them like the blacks and Latinos eat in the big cities, and they'll all die early.
Interesting. All right, let's take some calls. Let's start by going to Howard in Eugene, Oregon, west of the Rockies. Howard, thanks for joining us.
Yes. Doc Wallet, I was wondering if you had any advice or suggestions for what I could do about, one, my adult onset type 2 diabetes, and two, what I can take to reduce or eliminate my autism spectrum disorder.
All right, type 2 diabetes, Doc, and autism.
Is that autism?
Autism, yeah.
Okay. All right. How old are you, Howard?
Let me get him back again. Go ahead. How old are you, Howard?
Older than I look and sound.
Older than he looks and sounds.
Yeah.
So he's probably 40?
Okay, we'll go with that.
All right. He's over 40, Doc.
Okay. How much do you weigh, Howard?
Well, last time I was weighed, it was about, 180?
Okay. How tall are you, sir?
5'3".
Okay, 5'3". I'd like to see you weigh 140, so you're about 40 pounds overweight. That kind of goes along with the autism. Do you have any high blood pressure?
A what?
High blood pressure.
I'm taking medication to reduce the high blood pressure.
Okay, so you're medicating for high blood pressure. Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have any skin issues, any eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
Occasionally I might have something that might resemble it during the summertime.
Okay. And then lastly, do you have any gray hair or varicose veins in your legs?
No varicose veins. I'm starting to get gray hair in my beard and mustache.
Okay. All right. So you're older than 40, I think, unless you're really in trouble. Okay, here you go. When you have gray hair, it has nothing to do with age, or we have varicose veins, it has nothing to do with age. It's a deficiency of a particular nutrient, and it's very dangerous because the same deficiency results in aneurysms in the brain and aorta and stuff like that. Type 2 diabetes is a simple nutritional deficiency disease. We take people who are drop-dead brittle diabetics for 30 years and 30 days are ex-diabetics. Okay, autism is very easy. That's how I first learned. I cured myself in 3 days after 4 or 5 years of having autism 75 years ago. 20 doctors couldn't figure out. They didn't even have a name for it back then. I just started eating animal food, and 3 days' time I was cured. Okay, so that's how I started getting into this.
And why do people who are overweight tend to be more diabetic than people who aren't overweight, Doc?
Okay, well, diabetes is a nutritional deficiency disease. I'll get into that in a minute. Obesity is a nutritional deficiency disease because the nutrients you're deficient in produce a behavior called pica. You can look it up in any dictionary, even Webster's Dictionary has it, P-I-C-A, pica. And these are people who just can't stop eating. Fred, you just had a 5,000-calorie meal. What are you doing? Well, I'm still hungry. Okay, that's called pica. Okay, and this is caused by a particular nutritional deficiency. And doctors started this off, okay, when we went to electricity and everybody gave up their wood ashes, which are their source of minerals in their gardens and in their food and so forth. Grandma used to eat wood ashes and so forth. And when in 1882, we went over to electricity, everybody went to electricity, and they didn't have any more wood ashes. And nobody said, take vitamins and minerals. And when about a year later, people started asking, hey, Doc, you know, I'm really feeling funky and weird, and shouldn't I start taking some vitamins and minerals? No, don't waste your time, the doctors would say. Don't waste your money, the doctors would say. Just, you know, eat well and get everything you need. But I do want you to eat whole grains. And they started eating more wheat, more oats, more barley, no rye, or more rye. And as a result, they began to gain weight. They're like a cow in a feedlot. They're like a sheep in a feedlot. They're like a pig in a feedlot. They're giving them wheat, barley, rye, oats, and they gain weight. Okay? And so this is a mineral deficiency thing. So what I would do here for Howard, at 180 pounds, he's got to get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no barley, rye, oats to heal his intestines, no sugar. And then I want him to take 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. That's a big hammer in the toolbox because he has all these pre-existing conditions.
Right.
And if he gets the COVID, he's going to be in real trouble. So we actually have a CD called The Red Warning Light, and it goes into these pre-existing conditions and what they do to you and why they set you up for a bad time with COVID. It's called The Red Warning Light. That's available. So 180 pounds, he needs 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose, everything twice a day. I want him, because he has type 2 diabetes, he needs 2 bottles a month of our Sweeties, so he can take 3 of those twice a day. And don't cold turkey off his medication.
I like those, by the way. They're good.
Oh, yeah.
Sweeties.
George, I've been taking 3 twice a day for 25 years since we made them, and I, you know, no problem.
Your numbers are good.
Yeah, my numbers are good, and I'm 82.
Good for you.
So then he needs also, because he has high blood pressure, even though he's medicating, on the diabetes, he needs to keep taking his blood sugar, and as his blood sugar slowly comes down, he can slowly reduce his medication based on the numbers.
With his doctor's help, right?
No, not necessarily, because the doctors say, you know, adjust your insulin based on your numbers, so he's been given permission to do that based on the numbers. Don't just cold turkey off of it.
Right.
Take your blood sugar every day, and as your blood sugar slowly drops because you're taking the sweeties, you can slowly reduce your medication, again, based on the numbers. High blood pressure, again, don't cold turkey off the medication, but he can take three of our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets twice a day. That'll support healthy blood pressure and also healthy blood flow through blocked arteries in the heart and the brain and the kidneys and so forth. We take people that haven't urinated for 10 years, George. They haven't urinated for 10 years or on dialysis 6 days a week.
Oh, God.
Put them on the same exact program we just gave Howard. And they will, in 2 weeks' time, drop down to 3 days a week of their medication, okay, of dialysis, because they're getting better. And then in 2 more weeks, they're totally off of dialysis after 25 years.
Now, what about his autistic tendencies?
Okay, the autistic tendencies, you got to rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, brown rice, no sugar. And that will allow his intestines to heal so he can absorb the nutrition. And I want him to eat three eggs twice a day. If the doctor objects, change doctors, okay? 75% of your brain weight is cholesterol. 95% of the weight of testosterone is cholesterol. All your other hormones are 50 to 75% cholesterol. And if you go on statin drugs and stay away from cholesterol, you're going to be the doctor's way to pay for all the tuition for his kids to go to college.
Jeez. All right, Howard, good luck. And if you missed anything that the doc said, Howard, call this number, 1-855-949-RADIO. Just think of radio, even though you don't need the O. Just do that, and you'll get it. Let's go to Cheryl, first-time caller in Toledo, Ohio. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, George and Buck Wallach. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, you're welcome. How can we help you, Cheryl?
Well, I just wanted to make a comment. I used to work at a medical college, and the medical students in 4 years of medical school got 1 hour of nutrition, and that was it.
That was it. Jeez. Should have been much more than that. You know, Doc, she's right. Mm-hmm. They don't teach nutrition in schools like they should.
Well, that's correct. And there's only one class of pharmaceuticals that actually cure anything, and that's antibiotics. You know, penicillin will kill syphilis. Penicillin will kill staphylococcus, streptococcus, right?
Right.
But all other pharmaceutical drugs and prescription drugs and even over-the-counter drugs are based on relieving symptoms. People say, oh, man, I was in pain for 20 years. My doctor gave me this new painkiller, just came on the market, and in 3 days my pain was gone. I'm going to leave my will to my doctor.
Doc, we've got a text or tweet from Tom for you. What do you got, Thomas?
Hey, Doc, this one in from Janice in Fort Worth, Texas. Please ask the doctor to discuss healthy breakfast choices. She says she eats Corn Chex cereal.
Okay, the risk of Corn Chex is going to have some gluten in it. There's no gluten in corn, but they probably, you want to read the label very carefully and make sure there's no wheat or barley, rye, or oats in there, that it's just 100% corn, which I don't believe. Okay, so I'd read the labels carefully. And so, again, my breakfast is 3 poached eggs in the morning with soft yolks. I have 2 slabs about the size, about 1/8 of an inch thick and about the size of a piece of a toast. I have 3 soft-boiled eggs with soft yolks. And I also have 3 scoops of wild rice that are steamed. And then I have 2 of those 4-ounce cups of yogurt that's gluten-free and no sugar. And, of course, I take all my supplements. And I start my day.
Do you ever have a craving, Doc, or do you ever cheat when you eat?
Never. I
really?
I haven't cheated in 73 years.
You're that disciplined?
Well, I plan on living to be a super centenarian, okay? And
how old is that?
It's over 110.
My God.
Yeah, and so I want to be a super centenarian, and so if you want to go that direction, when you look at people up in Hunza, okay, and by the Giltar Glacier between Pakistan and China, their average lifespan is 165. They have set the oldest documented record by a New York Times investigative reporter by the name of James Hilton, who wrote the book Lost Horizon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep. Classic.
And he followed this long-lived guy, Dr. Li Qinyong, up in China for 2 years trying to get a story on him. But he documented that his age was correct, And that's when he came up with where did this guy come from? Shangri-La. And everybody said, oh, that's a mythical
Shangri-La.
A
natural that's right.
place.
Was Lee Marvin in that movie?
You know, sir, I don't remember.
I think he was, yeah. I saw it as a kid. It was a black and white movie, and I remember Shangri-La.
Yeah, well, Shangri-La is an actual place, and this is where the longest-lived people on Earth live because the Giltar Glacier grinds up the mountain as it goes through, and that's where the minerals come from.
Website to go to, folks, criticalhealthnews.com, the toll-free number to call for assistance and help, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And, of course, the free apps are in your app stores. Just look for Critical Health News and just download them to your smartphone and have some fun and get some great information. Doc, we're going to take calls next hour with you as people are lining up to ask you questions. There's probably nothing more important than your health because without it, you can't take care of the people you care about.
That's correct. And when you're sick, it's a very, very bad situation. And so you don't want to go there. And so just by paying attention to what you eat, and not just eating for taste, but to eat for, you put the best oil in your car. You put the best gasoline in your car. You wax your car to take care of the outside. You put an air filter in it. You put coolant in the radiator. Why not do the same for yourself? Well, my doctor said I can get everything I need just by eating well. Well, the average lifespan of a trauma surgeon is 57 years of age. In America, CDC just came out with that a couple of weeks ago.
That's not long.
I wouldn't want to go there. Okay,
it's not long at all.
Because they don't eat well. They just, eat snack foods and, 2 o'clock in the morning when they go home because they're a trauma emergency room doctor. They go home, they stop at Waffle House and have some waffles and a couple of beers, take a shot of whiskey before bed, and they're drinking and eating gluten.
All right, stay with us. Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. We're going to come back and take phone calls next hour. Of course, don't forget to sign up for our free YouTube channel by going to Coast to Coast AM Official in the YouTube search bar. Put that up there. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok we're on now, too. So take advantage of that. We will be back in a moment with Doc Wallach. And again, that toll-free number to call for assistance. That's not to get on the show, but for assistance. 1-855-949-RADIO.